Hello, it is August 23rd, 2021. A few announcements I need to get out for today. The first is Brighteon.tv premieres tomorrow, August 24th at 9 a.m. We'll have programming from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'm especially looking forward to it. I wanted to play you the clip when Mike Adams first announced this because at some point, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, he mentioned that the New American would actually have some time on the Brighteon TV programming. So I'm not sure when that's going to be. I've looked over the schedule and I can't quite pick it out where that's going to be, but I am crossing my fingers that's still going to happen and super excited that he even mentioned it. So a proud moment for me, even though I had no part of that. As you know, the New American is one of the sources that I have a lot of respect for and use heavily. And so super, super excited to see that might have a place in Brighteon TV, but also super excited that there's a new platform out there that's allowing some great voices to be heard. Some of you have heard of some amazing things that have been breaking with Stu Peters and Lee Merritt, showing the microscope slides of blood samples, showing from unvaccinated versus vaccinated, some amazing things coming out of there. Just most recently, both in the United States and Germany. Germany just had some amazing slides coming out there from their microscope. A doctor there showing what she was finding in vaccinated individuals with the blood cells stacking on top of each other, and in some cases illuminating long strands of illuminated blood cells. So that's some really interesting stuff. Stu Peters is going to be on Brighteon TV. Stella Emanuel from America's Frontline Doctors, as well as I hear Ty and Charlene Bollinger. I'm expecting we'll be on there. The Thrive Time and Mike Adams Situation Update will be there for Thrive Time show with Clark. I forgot his last name, but making huge waves lately. And so it's super excited to in my little way, announce that Brighteon.tv is premiering tomorrow. So it is a basically a TV station that you can watch on your browser. You just go to brighteon.tv. So that's bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, eon, E-O-N.tv. And you'll have awesome programming there. Another alternative from the mindless entertainment news that you get from regular public television or the television that you normally get, over satellite or dish, wherever you're getting. This is alternative media that wants to get the truth out and isn't owned and bought and paid for by Big Pharma. And so definitely encourage you to check it out. Programming for tomorrow, August 24th, there's a full day of programming. Then they take a break for 2 days, broadcasting the Bard Fest, and then it comes back to normal programming after that. So announcing the opening of Brighteon.tv. I also wanted to share that I am going to be attending the Truth About Cancer Live 2021. This is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, October 22nd and 24th. I will be there, not as a speaker, although I much wish I could be, maybe someday far out in the future, but absolutely thrilled to be there with amazing, amazing people. I mean, this lineup has so many of my heroes in the health world. And especially as we've hit 2021, when medical freedom became such an issue, many, many of these speakers and personalities that have stood out for medical freedom are here at this conference. I'm going to go through them: Del Bigtree, Alan Keyes, Lay Allen Baker, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, going through the list here, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Robert Scott Bell. He will be there. He's actually going to be the MC. Obviously, Ty and Charlene Bollinger, who are the leads on this with the Truth About Cancer. Dr. Rashid Batar. It's Dr. Brian Hooker, Dr. Carrie Madage, which I don't actually know how to say her name. Dr. Ryan Scott Bell, I'll always say is Madage. Ty and Charlene Bolliger, I think, say Madé. I've never heard Dr. Carrie Madge actually say her own name, so I'm not sure how that's pronounced, but she's been an amazing voice as well through all this. Dr. Richard Bartlett, who came out with the budesonide protocol very, very early on in this pandemic with huge success and was communicating that. Dr. Judy Mikovits will be there. So absolutely incredible lineup. I mean, this is the all-star game of medical freedom for this year. All the big names that have been saying things to get us back on track are going to be there. So if you are going to be there, please let me know if you're actually listening to me and would like to meet up. I would love to meet you too. My email is navusentinel@protonmail.com. So that email address is, just a second here, is navusentinel@protonmail.com. So navusentinel@protonmail.com. So that is going to be my email address for this podcast. The purpose of it is, you know, obviously I just mentioned one thing in the near future, but it's also if anything I'm saying or if I have a topic that you'd like me to expound upon, feel free to email me at that address. And if you've got questions or topics that you'd like me to cover more, let me know. Or any reactions or commentary or anything, feel free to just email me at navusentinel@protonmail.com. So once again, announcing Brighteon TV, Brighteon.tv, premiering August 24th with programming from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. They'll then be broadcasting the Bard Fest, followed by regular programming again 2 days after that. I will be attending the Truth About Cancer Live. If you want to learn more about that, go to thetruthaboutcancerlive.com in Nashville, October 22nd through 24th. You can still get tickets over there. There's still tickets for sale. And then my email to communicate with me is navusentinel@protonmail.com. I will be starting season 2 of this podcast shortly. We'll be announcing a website where I'll be posting my references and the things that I would normally put in the show notes, which I'll hopefully continue to do, but certainly wanted to have a forum where I could add more media to what I'm sharing. So not only the links, but potentially video clips and other references or extra that I didn't have time to make into a podcast will be there on the website. So more to come. So much to talk about. I wish I could make this a full podcast. So much to talk about. My next podcast, I want to be discussing the connection between 5G and the spike protein. It's been a while coming, and there's not been a lot to make that connection other than spurious theories. But I think that there is a potential for the 5G aggravating the actions of the spike protein and why we saw in Wuhan the reactions that we did. So I want to discuss that and why I think that the evidence I've seen for that. I want to discuss the timing of the FDA announcement that the Pfizer is now officially approved. And now obviously we knew it was going to be approved at some point. They've been salivating over this with the opportunity to make the vaccine mandates have more teeth in them. And so not a surprise at all, fully expecting this, but the timing is especially interesting. It reminds me of when Obama suddenly was concerned about the chemical weapons in Syria. It just so happened to be exactly timed just days before the Obamacare was going to go to a vote. And up to that point, Obamacare was completely dominating the media, tons of debates. And then he comes out with his red line in the sand for Syria and chemical weapons out of the blue. And that dominates the headlines, especially for those that were against Obamacare. And then Obamacare gets voted in. Of course, everyone has forgotten about the whole chemical weapons thing in Syria, but we are still living with great big portions of Obamacare. I wrote many of the talking personalities, not many, several of the talking personalities of the time trying to say, hey, don't quit talking about Obamacare. That's the real finish line. That's what they're really going for. This is a misdirect. And the only person, the only single other voice on the entire country that I ever saw mention the same point I was making about that was, believe it or not, Sarah Palin. And she made that point as well, but no one that I know of other than that made that point, that that was a misdirect to make sure that Obamacare got passed and it succeeded. I am lent to believe that this complete debacle with the Afghanistan removal of our troops in a complete backward fashion, taking out all of our people before we got our own Americans out, not even giving them a chance to get out, no warning, that was an intentional debacle to completely distract us from the complete unraveling of this vaccine narrative that the government has tried to promote, as it was unraveling at a different version of warp speed. But then it got completely derailed, at least in everything that people were talking about, almost everything, because of how incredibly badly this exit from Afghanistan was taking place. And hence, the public pressure and public eye was off of the FDA for them for a few days to be able to finish up and make their announcement. So just a connection of events. I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, but man, it sure looks suspicious. It sure looks similar to how Obama made sure the Obamacare went through. And this is a major finish line for those that are attacking our medical freedom, that are have used the vaccine as a way to make money. Pfizer, for several months ago, was saying that this was their most profitable year or a profitable quarter. Because of the Pfizer vaccine, they expected several more years of high profit because of the booster shots, way before anyone was actually saying we were going to need booster shots. And here we are now with an approved vaccine. Obviously, Pfizer is one of the ones playing ball with the government to get this first approval. I'm sure Moderna won't be far behind because they're also hand in glove with the government. And we'll see what happens from here and what the reactions are going to be. On the very day of the approval, the Surgeon General comes out and is saying that mandates may be more common now that it's approved. And then you have Biden coming out basically begging and pleading the companies to make the vaccine a mandate, basically saying, hey, the national government's going to do their best to give you cover for any legal liability you might have for making a mandate for your employees. I am sure many companies are going to jump on this. And so to what degree, still not sure yet, but we shall see. But bottom line, some great things coming up. I hope to, as I reboot this podcast, to make it more regular, at least once a week, with a website and an email that you now have. And like I said, if by chance you are able to make it to Nashville, October 22nd, 24th for the Truth About Cancer Live, we'd love to see you. And certainly I am excited to see so many of my heroes in the battle for medical freedom and for freedom in general, which I think is the vanguard of keeping our freedom, both for preserving liberty in our nation. In maintaining our rights to property, with the very first and most basic property being our bodies. And if we can't defend our rights on how we are going to administer health for our most basic property, which is our own bodies, then say goodbye to all of your other property rights. So for all of those other big, huge radio broadcasters that are completely ignoring the medical freedom issue, you're going to want to start paying attention to this, because this is where this is the line in the sand. And if we lose our right to property in the administration of our own bodies, it's a simple matter to take away all of the property rights. And hence you get to the whole, you know, Klaus Schwab's vision of you will own nothing and be happy with it. Well, that's basically saying it's the old communist agenda that property does not exist. We own everything else. Everything is owned by the people in power, the state, and you have no say in any of that. So this is a big deal. This is where, this is the pointy end of where this fight is taking place. Yes, there's big, huge, there's a lot of other issues that are super important, but I'm sorry to see this one is so ignored, but fortunately, not by those that are coming to this conference who have been amazing, powerful voices through all this and have helped bring forth so much of the information that has kept this on the table. The ICANN network, Informed Consent Action Network, that has got, was able to get the Fauci emails released. They went back and got some, several of them unredacted, and were able to see how the pernicious and false and hypocritical attitude that Fauci has been taking through this whole, the whole course of this thing, for everything from masks to where the virus originated, et cetera, et cetera. So much more to come in days ahead, but hope you are able to check out the Brighteon.tv. Send me an email if you get a chance, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.